Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk about our Atlanta United with Doug Robertson joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We find out that Chris McCann and Franco Escobar are not going to be available on Sunday. What do you know about these injuries, and what does the rest of the squad look like?
Chris McCann's is a hamstring issue that he suffered before the Chicago game, and Escobar's is a chest injury that he suffered during the game, and he once again got crushed by Brad Guzan, who appears to be kind of a crash dummy for Guzan when he comes charging out of the box. Both players appear to be fine. McCann has been training independently this week. Escobar has been working with the team, not in scrimmage drills, but in other things. So I think they're going to be fine by the time the team goes to New England on May the 30th, I believe it is.
Right, Doug, you got a bit of a break. And Miles Robinson, I know he's only 21, but you can use him. We've certainly got other guys out there like Sal Zizzo. So we do have the depth. And obviously, we've mentioned this before you came on, that Leandro Gonzalez-Perez has been playing an all-star clip the last few games.
Yeah, Gonzalez-Perez, he's kind of harnessed his emotions a little bit. He doesn't have the histrionics for the referees or anything that he has the first season and 5 or 6 games. So that maturity, that emotional control, I think is kind of being channeled into just aggressive plays rather than just aggressive behavior. So that's working well for him. Miles Robinson has looked really, really sharp in his only 2 MLS starts after being the second pick of the Super Draft last season. I think he's got a really bright future ahead of him. Sal has done well when he stepped in as a fullback. The depth is something that the team had a little bit of last season, but just not in the level of quality that it has this season.
Doug, what's your concern heading into this match on Sunday with the Red Bulls? What do you think is the concern of Tata going into this match?
The Red Bulls are a really good team. They're a young team. They're a fast team. They like to press, just like Atlanta United. They have one of the best goal scorers in league history, and Bradley Wright Phillips, who's more than capable of taking any, half a second mistake made by Atlanta United's defenders and turning it into a goal. Tyler Adams is one of the best young midfielders in MLS and probably a mainstay of the national team in the future. So he's likely going to be marking Almiron throughout the game. Their ability to take mistakes and turn them into counterattacks, just like Atlanta United does, is probably Tata's biggest concern going into this game.
Are we going to stay with like the 3-5-2? Is it basically just works better for us right now?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Sorry, it's Doug Robertson, by the way, with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline from the AJC. Just asking, for the most part, we've had most success in the 3-5-2. So despite the injuries, you like that formation? Is that what we're going to roll with against the Red Bulls?
You would think they would because they're unbeaten. I think it's in 9 games using that formation. But because the Red Bulls like to press and they like to play out of the back as well, Martino has said in the past that when teams do that, he likes to revert back to the 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3 that the team used to make the playoffs last season, simply so that they could be more proactive and try to pin the other team deep in their half and not let them build out of the back. But it's a tough one. I think they're going to go with the 4-3-3, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did go with the 3-5-2, simply because they've gotten such good results from it the past 9 games they've used it.
He's the AJC beat writer for our Atlanta United. The match is Sunday, guys, as they take on the Red Bulls, coming off of a big match against Orlando, in which they went down on the road and handled their business. We had Brad Guzan on yesterday. Brad was very positive, talking about, returning this week. And we were talking to him about Michael Parker specifically in the defense and the communication.
Ageless wonder.
Yeah, Doug, how important, in your opinion, has that been to the success of our United?
I think Parkhurst has been, next to probably Almiron and Martinez, the MVP this season. He's so good. He's not playing his age, so to speak, even though he's significantly younger than I am. He just looks better and better every game. He's very good at marshaling that back line. When they use that 3-5-2, at keeping the 3 center backs together at making sure that none of the teams, the opponent's best weapons on offense, are free running around to get into space. They were particularly good against Orlando City doing that. Sasha Kleston, you forgot, was on the field until he got into a fight with one of his own teammates until the final minutes, and that's because of the work done by Parkhurst and Larenowitz communicating with everybody else on the field to make sure that there were no free runs, there were no free guys. He's been invaluable. It wouldn't surprise me if he makes the All-Star game for the second consecutive year, and I think he should be in the running for the MLS Best 11.
A guy that's really doing things for us, the captain, as we said, you know, without, well, whatever Parkhurst brings us this year is gravy. And he's just been, he's been the energizer bunny, keeps on rolling. Doug Robertson's with us here, guys, covers the Atlanta United for the AJC here at 92.9 The Game with Mike and Jason. We'll have the call for you right here Sunday night. Hey, man, Julian Gressel. Love what he does.
I guess,
Doug, it's kind of like the same conversation we have every week with you. There's so much talent. You wish you could start 14 or 15 guys on this team, even with the injuries.
That's true. Julian, I think, in the 3-5-2 is probably one of the better wingbacks in MLS. It's not a formation that a lot of teams use, so it's hard to compare him to other guys. But offensively, I think he puts in one of the better crosses in the league from that right side. He's so good at kind of wrapping his foot around the ball and sticking it between the defenders and in front of the goalie and kind of leaving them in no man's land. It's just, you know, he's just been unfortunate that there hasn't been someone on the end of them. There's just a little bit of a, it's like a karma kind of issue. When Gressel's putting those crosses in, whoever's making the run stops because they think it might be a cutback cross to the top of the box, similar to what Barco scored on last week. But eventually the timing is going to get back again, and Gressel's just going to keep pounding those balls in, and somebody's going to be on the end of them to turn them home.
Well, we look forward to an exciting match on Sunday, Doug. Always appreciate you jumping on with us, talking some soccer as we do on a weekly basis. Hey, man, enjoy, and Atlanta!
United!
Doug, take care.
Thanks, guys. Y'all
there
take
he
care.
Is, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.